Well, Sarah, leading what is a very competitive field, coming into it, have you surprised yourself? What's your reaction to be leading after the dressage phase?
Well, I'm chuffed to bits with the mare. To be fair, we've always promised to be up there. I mean, she is fantastic on the flat. She does move beautifully. And we have always promised, but this is the first time we've actually properly delivered. She's had some good results, but she is quite a hot mare. She is a proper chestnut mare.
So what was the key then today to get the best out of the horse?
I think actually she's finally just growing up. So yeah, I mean, certainly 2 years ago she was very hot, and we've just been working on her and just getting her brain in the right zone and working with me rather than trying to antagonise.
Right, well, you're leading now, and there's obviously a pretty decent leaderboard in behind. Looking at the cross country, what's your reaction? If you say she's growing up dressage, what about from a cross country point of view?
Well, she does love her cross country, and she will give you her all. I mean, that's the lovely thing about a mare. You know, a gelding gives you everything, and it's very straightforward. But a mare will absolutely, you know, lay themselves down for you and give you 150%. And she is the one; she will fight for you.
And how do you assess the track then? What Eric Winter has designed here?
I think it's a lovely track, nice and galloping. It's got there's a lot of questions out there, and it's all very, very well being in the lead after the dressage, but actually the tricky bit is still being there in 48 hours' time. So yeah, there's a lot of jumping to do, a lot of tricky questions. There's enough corners and technical questions that you've got to be the right side of the flag.
You're on the selectors' radar. You're on, long list for European Championships. What would it mean if you could seal the deal and win here for you and your maybe future World Equestrian Games and other big events? What would it mean for you?
A hell of a lot, actually. I've had some really good results, and that's been lovely. But yeah, to actually properly seal the deal and win would be amazing.
Do you feel under pressure, or is now you've done so well now that the expectation levels have gone right up?
I think you've just got to stay focused and do your job. It probably hasn't really sunk in yet, and I'm here to do a job, and we'll get on with that and stay focused on what we are here, to do and the task ahead.